For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We heard a pop, pop, pop.
Get breaking news.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence.
On the sky.
Fate stepped in. God, the hand of God.
Hear about it first.
This is a massive security failure.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy, happy Friday. It is a weekend. If you know anybody who is taking a flight anytime today, you want to check ahead, because one of the top stories is there's been a major breakdown. CrowdStrike, cybersecurity company, has had some issues. Microsoft, the cloud, other things impacted and affected. Broadcasters, businesses, banks, and airlines are just, you know, on the list. So don't be shocked, surprised if you're going to face some challenging issues today. Of course, they're working on restoring everything the best they can. Once big fixes are made, then there still might be some patchwork that has to be done on the more local level or on the network level. Okay? And keep that in mind. the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let me go there right now and talk to Pete. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the cyber crisis. Talk about safety. How is our money going to be safe? How are our highways going to be safe when everything's computerized? And, of course, air travel. How's that going to be safe when we have these computer glitches? And I'm a very low-tech guy. I'm in the wrong century, but some of these excuses they come up with, they sound fairly hollow to me. And the world is going crazy. And I just wanted to say that you and Greg and your show, it's an island of sanity in an insane world. And it's just enough to put more gray hair on my head. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, at least you have hair.
Hey, you looking at me?
No.
You know, and we've talked about this how long for, you know, both on and off the air. You know, we were talking about banking this morning. I do a lot of it on my phone. We go to an ATM. We don't walk in and see a person. And even if you did, well, they've got a computer, and
yes,
it's all digital. So
yes,
we're locked into this digital world, and there's just too many things about it that aren't pretty.
Yeah, there's, look, some sense, some fashion of redundancy has to be done. Now, if I have the story right,
yeah,
and, you know, when these stories break, It's hard to always get the complete story, the truth. Mm-hmm. To be first doesn't mean that you're the most correct.
That's true.
But if I have this right, this involves a cybersecurity apparatus called CrowdStrike.
Right.
And I think, gosh, I don't know, maybe half of major businesses
use
CrowdStrike.
Mm-hmm.
If I have it right, CrowdStrike was sending like an update type thing,
right,
to make their product better and updated, as the bad guys always come up with new little worms and other ways to get in. So it's actually this better version that I understand was infected.
Uh-huh.
So if I have it right, and it's like you're chasing your tail, you have to have the firewalls, you have to have the cybersecurity,
the latest
you have to
update,
have everything,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the bad guys, I think, or, I mean, it just could be some sort of error, but generally it's a bad guy that puts something bad in there, and that creates the, turns it into malware. And that, wouldn't that be kind of ironic? To protect ourselves, we attempted to protect ourselves with something that was not only unprotected, but was infected. All right. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Roy. You're on the air.
Well, yeah, the biggest thing is to me is, we've made all kinds of movies about it, but AI can't, once they get it into the stock market system and all that, it will be able to control the stock market, and it will do whatever it wants to do to make whoever they want to have rich. And the rest of us is just going to screw it again. So, yeah, I don't trust AI any further than I can throw it.
Yeah, actually, computerization and the speed in which the computers began to operate at higher and higher efficiencies, mm-hmm, and could take on more duties really changed Wall Street, the brokers, how things are done and traded in, you know, milliseconds. You know, milliseconds means millions, frankly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that way not too many years ago. Now you have to wonder, AI, if it is self-learning, which it's not completely, but if it learns enough, couldn't it kind of program its own way of making a profit? In other words, create situations in the marketplace and then capitalize on them. Now, people do that all the time.
Sure.
But this is going to be AI doing it at great speeds, dealing with perhaps great amounts of money. I could see a scenario where, you know, your mutual fund just disappears.
That's the scary thought.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that to scare people, but it's like you got to be careful when you unleash the hounds, because those hounds might bite you.
Yeah. Be kind of like, you know, the family dog that the Biden house is.
Yeah. And we also know, and I reported this a couple of weeks ago, Goldman Sachs put out over a 30-page report on AI and really kind of downgrading all of their forecasts and all their forecasts for this AI, how successful it's going to be, how it's going to save money, cut back on labor, blah, blah, blah. The whole bag, right? They've pulled way back on that. They're not saying it's not going to help, it's not going to be real, it's going to be, but it is certainly in their estimation, and their job is, you know, to make money. In their estimation, this product is not going to deliver as promised, certainly not as timely and as soon as promised, and in such a way, or many of the ways in which we're kind of promised, if you will. So that's interesting. And I also thought it was interesting that I would think that would be a pretty kind of eye-opening thing for a lot of people.
You think so? Yeah.
And yet, you know, other than that initial report, I didn't see media on any side of the aisle really do much with that information at all.
But so many of these things, they're pushing down our throat. The AI, a lot of the computer stuff, all the electric vehicles. I mean, we saw the report from Ford last day or so. A plant that they planned on using in Canada for electric trucks. Guess what? Going back to some more gas and diesel production there. All the things they're pushing we're not ready for it.
You just gave away my next segment.
Did I really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Ford.
I'm psychic.
You're something. You're something else.
Is it close to
especially
psychic?
When the computers are broken?
Yeah.
And Greg's got time on his hands?
Yeah, but I can't even
That's not good.
I can't even go gun shopping or nothing. Come on. Ooh, on my phone, maybe.
Think of some things that Greg can do to keep him busy. He needs some busy work.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.